Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I wrote this book for you.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Rick Newman is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, columnist for Yahoo Finance, author of Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. Sounds like you folks, doesn't it? And he's our good friend, Rick Newman. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Glad to be with you.
Hey, good job last week on the interview. Folks, I was in New York City, and Rick was so gracious to interview me for on the Yahoo channel for Daily Ticker, right? That was the
day for our Daily Ticker program.
Daily Ticker, and he did a great job, and I just want to, in front of my audience, I want to thank you for the hospitality and for doing all that.
Oh, it was a good message, Jim. Good message for the Yahoo Finance audience.
Yeah, we had a good time, and I appreciate it very much. Sure, okay, thanks. So, folks, Rick is a very prolific writer. He writes several articles a week, and one recently was your comments on what President Obama called fair pay. He said he thinks people aren't getting the fair pay they deserve these days. What do you think about that?
This whole notion of fairness is a pet peeve of mine, and I think we should ban the word fair from the national dialogue. What is fair? I mean, everybody has a different idea of what's fair, but it's all about what I deserve. So, you know, people think I deserve to be paid this because I work hard.
Right.
And hard work is obviously important. I would never challenge that. But this idea that if you work hard at something, that's all it takes to earn fair pay is just not the deal
that
anymore.
Just showing
it's
up.
Ridiculous.
That just showing up and work and doing your job entitles you to some level of pay. But worse than that, though, Rick, that the government is going to come in and decide whether it's fair or not.
Yeah, and this is the wrong message, and here's why I think so, Jim. It's extraordinarily important these days that people have the skills that somebody is willing to pay for.
Yep.
If you don't have the right skills, it doesn't matter how hard you work, nobody's going to pay you for that work. And what the message to people should be is, first, get the right skills that will earn you a decent living, and then work hard. Skills
mm-hmm.
first, hard work second. Of course, it can be a lot of hard work getting those skills. But the idea that if you just work hard at anything, it doesn't matter what it is, even if it's something that is, you know, part of the 19th century economy, you deserve fair pay, is just wrong. The economy doesn't work like that anymore, and you got to do something that's relevant and somebody's willing to pay for.
Well, and fair pay is a canard for minimum wage increasing the minimum wage, isn't it?
Yes, and I think it's also a vote getting soundbite, without a doubt.
Right.
You know, there are a lot of people. I mean, when you talk about fair pay, you're talking to people who feel they're not earning fair pay, and there are a lot of people getting left behind in this economy, Jim. I mean,
yeah.
It's everywhere you look, and that is lamentable. But the answer is not to encourage people just to keep doing what they're doing and hope they get fair pay. The answer is, but tell everybody you got to find out what some company is willing to pay you for, what consumers are willing to pay you for, because they're not willing to pay you for the same things that they were 10 years ago or 20 years ago, and that's the problem. Too many people have outdated skills,
right,
and they can't earn a living with those.
That's right. Well, and I'll tell you, this thing about minimum wage, as you say, it's a vote getter. It's certainly good. It's certainly a vote getter for the president's union backers. But, you know, here's what's interesting, Rick. I polled my audience about this, and we're increasingly getting a different response from small business owners about this. 70% of my audience said raising minimum wage would not affect their business. Now, why do you think they would say that? It's not because they think minimum wage should be increased. It's because, number one, they're probably paying their people more than minimum wage. Number two, if minimum wage, you know, does go up, and it should hurt them, they'll just buy more technology. Which, by the way, was the second example. They said, if I have to hire more people with a higher minimum wage, I'll just choose a technology alternative.
And that's the economy we're in. That gets back to the point of what kind of skills do you need?
Exactly right.
You know, you need skills that will put you above the minimum wage.
But see, this is
one of those big hot button political topics, Jim. And I think we're totally missing the point.
It's a 20th century argument that doesn't prevail in the 21st century.
I think that's a good way to put it.
And it's like so many political arguments these days, folks. You know, don't fall for these things that are so outdated. And minimum wage, raising minimum wage is one of those. By the way, why don't we just raise it to $50 an hour? 20 till, right back with Rick Newman. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.